cover three with that with the monster back up. But again, Novell just made the play. Nice pitch and catch and a nice run.
So it's first and goal at the four-yard line for Novell. Again, coming out in the I formation now. Buchalski, the quarterback, is going to hand it off. And spinning his way into the end zone is Bennett Lewis with a four-yard touchdown run for Novell. So the Panthers get on the board first, 6-0. And take less than a minute to do it.
What is that, five plays, two run, three pass? Somewhere around there, maybe six plays.
I have it as a five-play, 65-yard drive for Novell.
And you're right, under a minute or about a minute.
Yeah, there was 8:06 remaining when they took over possession. So Novell will now kick the extra point. David Bucco, the holder. Good snap. The ball is down. The kick is on the way, and it is good. 7-0 Novell, 7:14 to play in the opening quarter. You're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
When it's time for braces, where do you go? Dr. Larry Agassin's office in Bad Axe. Hi, I'm Sarah Kaufman. Dr. Larry Agassin is a highly qualified orthodontist. If you or someone you know needs braces or some other form of orthodontic care, remember, you have one of the best in the business right here. Contact Dr. Larry Agassin for a free consultation. We are located at 118 North Hanselman Street in Bad Axe, across from the post office. Or call 989-269-6811. Trust your smile to Dr. Larry Agassin, supporting local sports and the future of some area youth.
Welcome back to Herb Field. 7-0, the Novell Catholic Central Panthers on the board first with 7:14 remaining in this first quarter. Cleary and Peruski back deep on this kickoff return for the Bearcats.
Like I mentioned earlier, that scoring drive by Novell, five plays, 65 yards. Bennett Lewis, four-yard touchdown run.
Nick Hammes, the kicker, in to do the kickoff duties for Novell. It bounces at the 20, picked up at the 15 by Peruski. He'll bring it out over the 30-yard line to about the 34, and that's where the Bearcats will have it first and 10, their second possession of the night. Looking to have a little bit more success than what they had in the first drive. Well, now that the Bearcats have some of the jitters out and the nerves, things starting to settle down now a little bit?
I would think so. These kids have seen the defensive fronts. They'll make the adjustments that they have to, and let's see what Coach Sweeney can dial up and run against Novell.
Nash, Peruski, and Cleary in the backfield behind the quarterback, Austin Drake, who will call out the play, take the snap, and hand it off. And coming out over the middle, Brett Cleary with it. Cleary up over the 35 to about the 37-yard line. Good gain on first down, close to 5 yards. Second down coming up.
Your scouting report about the speed of Novell was right on. That defensive front is really penetrating. So let's see if Coach Sweeney can slow him up by trying something here. Kind of keep him honest a little bit.
Second down and 6, a pickup of 4 on the previous play by Brett Cleary. Drake will hand it off and getting tripped up over the middle. Was Brett Cleary again, but picked up a couple yards on the play. Third down coming up, probably third down and 4 for the Bearcats. 6:15 remaining first quarter, 7-0 Novell with the lead. Winner of this football game guaranteed a home game in the regional championship game against either Ravenna or Merrill next weekend.
Six-man front for Saginaw.
Third down coming up, the handoff. Coming out over the 40-yard line, close to the 42-yard line with it is Brett Cleary. Going to be about a yard short of the first down, so an interesting call coming up here. Fourth down and 1, ball sitting at your own 42-yard line.
I'm putting it. Still early in the game. You know, there's plenty of time left. But Coach Sweeney, who's been running the wing tee since way back when, knows that. You got to go after it, too.
And the Bearcats are going to go after it. They're going to go for it here on 4th and 1. Drake will hand it off.
Beautiful.
And the Bearcats have the first down and a little bit more as Peruski breaks free. He has one man to outrun. He won't do it, but he'll be brought down inside the 20-yard line. So on fourth and one, the Bearcats gamble, and it pays off. They're set up now in the red zone with 5:15 to play opening quarter.
And that's exactly why I'm sitting up here.
A nice push by that right side of the offensive line. Peruski kind of cut it back once he got back that past that first wave. Took it down that left sideline there, got it inside the 20-yard line. Ugly in business with 5:15 left to go in the first quarter.
Now it gets fun as we all shift positions here in the press box to be able to see. Bearcats have it at the 19, the Nouvelle 19-yard line. Drake will hand it off. And looking for some running room on the left side of the line and getting about a yard on the play is Brian Nash, the ball carrier. Nouvelle says they have the football after it came out from the pile, but the ball carrier ruled down by contact.
Looks like that was the second time that Ubley has tried that left-hand side, and both times it was shut down. They've been most successful running the right side.
Gain of 2 yards on the play for Brian Nash. Second down and 8 coming up. Ball sitting on the Nouvelle 17-yard line. Drake will take the snap and hand it off. And hit at the line of scrimmage and bouncing off is Peruski. He's at the 10, taken down out of bounds inside the 10-yard line near the 7. We've seen him bounce off the pile and he come out and found some running room on the left side.
And a nice block by the quarterback, Austin Drake, out there too. He was able to spring Peruski for that first down.
First and goal for the Bearcats. They'll say he stepped out of bounds at the 8-yard line, so that's where they'll set the football down, between the 8 and the 9-yard line out there. So first and goal for Ubley. 7-0, Nouvelle with the lead in this one. 4.5 minutes to play in the first quarter from Herp Field in Ubley. Bearcats on the move, first and goal from the 8. Drake will pitch it out. It's going to be Brett Cleary. Cleary got past the first wave of tacklers and then got hung up after a gain of maybe a yard on the play, so second and goal coming up.
Looks like somebody grabbed his jersey, and then he got off balance a little bit and tried to take it up. By that time, Nouvelle was right on him. Again, going to that right-hand side again. That seems to be the most successful for Ubley tonight.
No gain on the play, so it'll be second and goal from the 8. 4 minutes to play here in the first quarter. 7-0 Nouvelle. Bearcats on the move. Drake is going to roll out to the right, and the pass in the end zone, touchdown, Ubley!
Wide open. Nice call by Coach Sweeney. They were coming in fast. Quarterback just pulls back and floats it in there. Wide open.
Jason Kaufman on the reception for the Bearcats. So the Bearcats get on the board with 3:47 to play here in the first quarter, and that was Brian Nash on the catch. I'm sorry, I thought that was Kaufman. That's why he's here. He's got the glasses.
Well. Duly so, noted.
Yes, so the Bearcats going to go for 2 here on the conversion try. Trailing by 1, 7-6. Drake up under center will drop back to throw. Has all kinds of time. Looking in the end zone. The point conversion no good through the hands of Eric Boone. So we'll take a break. 3:47 to play in the first quarter. The Bearcats get on the board. It's 7-6 Nouvelle. You're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
What do you think of when I say the word retirement? Sunny days in Florida, a quiet lake in northern Michigan, playing golf every day? For a lot of people, their first thought is their Farm Bureau insurance agent. Farm Bureau Insurance has helped out thousands of Michigan people enjoy happier, more secure retirements. Their IRAs and annuities, a lifetime retirement income, big tax advantages, and competitive interest rates. And you get the quality protection of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company of Michigan, rated one of the 50 most outstanding life insurers in America. So make that call to your Farm Bureau insurance agent, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach at 479-3288 or in Ubley at 658-5838. Remember, it's not who you call after retirement, it's who you call before that makes the difference. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello, my name is Tracy Woodke. Please stop and see me at 8956 Dan Beach Road, Harbor Beach, or call 989-479-3288. The Casey Yon Agency, along with Farm Bureau Insurance. We are Michigan's insurance company.
Welcome back to Herp Field. 3:47 to play in the first quarter. 7-6, the Panthers with the lead over the Bearcats. Eric Booms in to do the kicking duties for the Bearcats. It's a low kick that will bouncing ball at the 30-yard line, and the ball carrier, Bennett Lewis, will just fall on it and take a knee right there.